Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Good place for us to meet over. this way by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. In the dark of the midnight, have I hope in my face, while the storm
sheltered and shielded this morning in the hands of the Lord. I'm glad the storm just come to pass this morning. I'm glad there's not anything that He cannot handle and sustain us through this morning. Exodus chapter 20 this morning, verse number 1. The Bible said, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." He said, "Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet." Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, God, for the day. Lord, that you've given, Lord, the blessings upon our life this morning, God, for the privilege, Lord, to stand and I proclaim the truths of thy word today, God. In fact, I pray, Lord, that wherever your men stand this morning, God, that you'd anoint them afresh this morning, God, and give them boldness and courage, Lord, to stand and say, thus saith the word of God. And Father, I pray your word to go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning. God, open the ears of the hearts of men this morning, God, that thy word may find lodging place. Lord, may it bring someone into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring them to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, Lord, they might be born again. I pray you throw out the lifeline to that one about to go under this morning, God. Lord, bring them back into the fold this morning, Lord. Thank you for your blessings upon us and for your grace, Lord. Shed abundance, Lord, upon our life this week. Father, I pray you touch the sick and the afflicted, those how we made mention this morning, God, where sorrow has come to their lives. Lord, you'd comfort them this morning as only you can. Have your way and your will this morning in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. Reading those verses this morning in Exodus chapter number 20 this morning and down through verses 17. I want to preach this morning on some old commandments in the New Testament. Reading these verses this morning, you know what they are and what they stand for this morning. We call these the Ten Commandments of God this morning. These Ten Commandments that God gave unto His people have been the subject of much debate and controversy in our generation. In fact, they've been an area of resistance ever since God wrote them on the tables of stone on Mount Sinai. And then also later, He wrote them on the table of the heart of men this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Dear friend, this is and was the general instructions. Dear friend, the introduction to the Mosaic law, the people of God. Have they stood as a foundation, the basic principles for people to submit themselves to. The Bible said God brought them up out of the land of Egypt, the house of bondage. They were living down there for some 400 years under Egyptian law, under the taskmasters and the rule of Pharaoh. But now they were free from bondage. Thank God bringing out to the promised land. Dear friend, but I want to tell you this morning, just as God saves a sinner, dear friend, this morning by His grace, Paul said you're either under the law of condemnation or you're under the law of grace this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning God wanted them to have some guidelines. Dear friend, to institute their behavior. Dear friend, instructions this morning on how to conduct themselves. It wasn't all that was to come, but it was a starting point, the Ten Commandments this morning. Now, I know what is said in our day, that it was in the Old Testament and it was under the law, and they're no longer subject to any of those things this morning. The Bible said scriptures, dear friends, say this morning the law was made for the lawless. I'm not for the law for this morning. If you don't steal this morning, then you ought not have a problem with the law against it. Dear friend, but it sure is a stickler to those who try to get around it. Dear friend, this morning it stares them in the face. Dear friend, of those who are guilty of trotting its limits. Amen. It's not acceptable in our society. Dear friend, that wants to do as they please. Dear friend, and feel no condemnation. Amen. They don't want no fence. They don't want no limits. They don't want no boundaries. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said that where there's no law, there's no sin. Amen. But also in Romans chapter 1, He said, when they without the law do those things by nature contained in the law, it has become a law unto themselves. Amen. That is why one feels condemned who breaks the law this morning. And for those who break it and feel no condemnation, the Bible said their conscience have been seared with a hot iron, and their mind is now reprobate. Dear friend, void to the judgment of God. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? The law is our schoolmaster, Paul said, to bring us under grace. In fact, Paul said, I had not known the law, or sin this morning, had the law not, dear friend, said, thou shalt not.
Amen. It opens our eyes and our heart to our transgressions, to our sins and our iniquities. Dear friend, I'll tell you, you want to know why it's so hard to get men saved today? How you can't get them lost this morning. Dear friend, they don't see anything wrong in their life. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, but I'll tell you, if you'll raise these commandments up and let a man look in the perfect law of liberty and see himself as God sees him this morning, he'll realize his condition. Amen. The knowledge of transgression, dear friend, of God's law and consequences is what turned me to plead for God's grace and mercy. Amen. The law cannot save this morning. That's what the idea of the rich young ruler had when he came to Jesus and said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, what about the law? He said, I've kept all of it from my youth up. How about Jesus said, there's something else that you lack? Amen. Dear friend, the law will always lack, dear friend, the ability to forgive. Amen. I realize that many think that Jesus did away with the law. No. Dear friend, he fulfilled it. Romans 13, the Bible said he freed us from the bondage of the law by nailing it to the cross. By his own blood, thank God, this morning. Dear friend, freed us from, dear friend, the condemnation. Dear friend, that was under the law. Dear friend, he fulfilled it through love this morning. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. I love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength, and all thy mind. And the second like unto the first, I love thy neighbor as thyself. And they said, by doing this, you'll fulfill the law and the prophets this morning. Amen. When the Ten Commandments are hanging in public domain, it was such a debate. In fact, I heard one say, why are Christians going to the mat over something God's already done away with? It's no longer relevant or honored or obeyed. Dear friend, I want to tell you something. God's not changed this morning. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. It ought to be a Christian's desire this morning, dear friend, not to keep the law. Dear friend, no man can do that, but fulfill it this morning by walking in the footsteps of our Savior. Amen. You know, it's interesting this morning that you can find all of these commandments, dear friend, that were given in the Old Testament. Dear friend, you'll find them in the New Testament. Amen. Because God has not changed his mind concerning them. Dear friend, this morning, they are lessons. Dear friend, and they are limits. Dear friend, to our life, they are guidelines I instituted this morning. Dear friend, the pattern our life after. Amen. So let's walk through these this morning and find these old commandments in the New Testament. Now, first of all, God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. Well, let's look in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God first, and all these other things be added unto you. In Mark chapter 12 and verse number 30, Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy strength and all thy mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 4, he said, thou shalt have, there's none other God but one. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, I said, there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5. I said there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. When Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted of the devil, when the devil said that, I'll give you all of these kingdoms if you'll bow down and worship me. Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God only. and him only shalt thou serve. I think God makes it plain that he is a jealous God. He is the only true and living God, and we're to have no other gods, dear friend, before him this morning. Amen. He ought to be the first and foremost in my life and in yours. God don't ride side saddle. Dear friend, he's not a backseat driver. Dear friend, he don't ride shotgun. Dear friend, he's not the co-pilot. He's either behind the wheel of your life. He's either in control and in charge. He's either the Lord of your life or not Lord at all in your life. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And then the second commandment, he said, thou shalt make no graven images nor likenesses unto God this morning. Romans chapter 1 verse 23 and 25, God said they'll worship and serve the creature, dear friend, more than the creator. Amen. Said they have made him like unto four-footed beasts and feathered creatures this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4 through 7, dear friend, talked about eating food unto idols. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 2, he said, you know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Galatians 4, verse 8 and 9, I said, when you knew not God, you did serve unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, how turn you again unto bondage? I hear from the Bible said, I hear from this morning in Acts chapter 19, verse 26, I hear from there are no gods that be made with hands. Amen. And little John said, little children, keep yourselves from idols. I hear from this morning. Amen. And then also the third commandment, God said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Amen. The Bible said in Romans chapter 3 verse 10 and verse 14, dear friend, whose mouths are full of cursing. In chapter 12 verse 14, he said, bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. James chapter 3 verse number 8, dear friend, said, with our tongue, dear friend, we bless God and curse men. He said, these things ought not to be so. Amen. The Bible said, in the world, dear friend, in times past, in the old man, we had our conversation in this world. Dear friend, but now we've been cleansed. Dear friend, this morning our conversation ought now to be in heaven. It ought to be honest and chaste and good. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, the Bible gives four verses to explain, dear friend, how our conversation ought to be clean and pure this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning Jesus said, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, it's that which comes out of a man that defiles him this morning. And then the Bible said, keep the Sabbath day, dear friend, and keep it holy this morning. Amen. And I realize, dear friend, the Sabbath day was the last day of the week, the seventh day by which God rested from all of his creation. But when Jesus Christ came and gave his life, dear friend, it was upon the first day of the week that he was risen from the dead. The first day of the week that he met with the disciples after the resurrection. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16, Paul says, upon the first day of the week, dear friend, we're to make collection of the saints. Dear friend, this morning, I tell you, we're not to give God the, I live 6 days and then give God the last day. We're now to give him the first day of the week and then live the other six to ourselves this morning. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 said, forsake not the assembling yourselves together. Luke chapter 4 verse 16, as it was his custom, Jesus entered in the synagogue. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, we can go back through the Psalms, dear friend, about David in the house of God. Dear friend, we ain't got time to cover it this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said, honor thy father father and thy mother. Dear friend, this morning, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Dear friend, Paul repeats that same verse. Honor thy father and thy mother. He said this is the first commandment with promise. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. Dear friend, Paul said in the last days will come perilous times, and said that generation will be disobedient unto their parents. Amen. And then the Lord said, thou shalt not kill. Amen. That makes it pretty simple. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. The Bible said, let none of you suffer as a murderer. In fact, 1 John 3, 15 said, he that hateth his brother is a murderer this morning. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Murder is listed as one of the works of the flesh. And he said, know ye not that these will not enter into the kingdom of God? But said, a murderer will have his part in the lake of fire. Amen. And then he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. Jesus said, dear friend, if you put away your wife and marry another, I said you committed adultery. Amen. Romans chapter 7, verse 3. If while her husband liveth, dear friend, she marry another, she's called in adultery. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul said, let every man have his own wife. Dear friend, to avoid fornication. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said, thou shalt not steal. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Let him that stealeth steal no more. And then the Bible said, nothing suffer as a thief. Amen. Thou shalt not lie. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said, Colossians 3, verse 9. Lie not to one another. James chapter 3, verse 13. Lie not against the truth. Amen. The Bible said first. Lastly, thou shalt not covet. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Jesus said, beware of covetousness. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 said, let not covetous be named, dear friend, among you this morning. Hebrews 13, verse 5, beware of covetousness, but be content with such things as you have. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, the love of money is the root of all evil, whereby some have coveted after, have erred from the truth. Amen. All of these commandments you'll find in the New Testament. The same God that gave commandment on Sinai, dear friend, knowing that man can never keep the law, also gave instruction on Sinai to the tabernacle and the sacrifices, dear friend, that would cover sin until the fullness of time would come. Jesus was a fulfilling of the law. Dear friend, God gave him the law. Dear friend, that condemned them this morning. Dear friend, that opened their eyes to sin. He gave them the blood sacrifices to postpone that sin and that judgment. Dear friend, this morning, until he that would come walking down the pathway Jordan. Dear friend, that John said, hey, he's the Lamb of God that will take away the sins of the world. Amen. Love fulfills the law and the prophets. If you love God, dear friend, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you'll not break the first four. And if you love your neighbor as yourself, you'll not break the remainder. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.